Page Shin Chof Tes.
We're talking about Simcha.
Shredish of Simcha.
Or the lack of Simcha. We're speaking about that lack of Simcha comes from part of human nature. Human nature is made up of the physical, mundane side of ourselves, and we're made up of spiritual side of ourselves. And those two together make all kind of forces within us. One of the forces which Chazal describes is something called Yisroel HaOfer. Everything creation has different parts to it, different forces within it. Yisroel HaOfer is that feeling of, I do not have much value. I'm worthless. It comes partially from the fact that we do come from Ofer min Adama. That's part of our nature. We do have that part to us. The fact is that we have a lot more than that. There is a certain thing that the Yetzer causes, a person focuses on that part. I'm a nothing. I'm like the earth that people trample on. It's brought down even that this Mamash Nageh Purim, because the Kerech of Amalek, one of the Kerechs he has is to have people focus on the negativity of life. They call the Morash Choyr. In Be'etzem, the Amalek world is a world that does not really have true simcha in it. Because a world which is detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot have full simcha. Because if you detach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to be the one who's running the world. And since time and again you see that you're not running the world, you're living a life in constant frustration. I want to have this, I don't have this, so I'm lacking something. I want to control somebody else, and he's controlling me, or she's controlling me, or whatever it is. So all these situations that give a person lack of peace of mind, and lack of simcha satayim, all goes to recognize the two things. That's what he brought from Chaim Vital. Number one is, Shameach b'chelkoi. Take myself out of that mistaken domain that I'm a nothing. If I'm a nothing, I have nothing to be happy about. If I realize I have a chelik, godol mi'oid. I have a great chelik. I have so much. Start focusing on all the good things I have in my life. Whether we start with our material, good things that I have in my life, and we have so much. Everybody's walking around, we have so much. We have our eyes, we have our nose, ears, our body's working, we have food, we can eat, the body's digesting it, we have clothing to wear, on and on and on, just think about so much I have. Yaakov Avinu, who is the epitome of the Sameach B'chelkoi, said, I want, that's all I need, something to wear, something to eat. We have 1,000 times more than that. The fact that maybe somebody else has more than me doesn't mean that I'm lacking it. That's the offer type of helper. Well, I've less than him. What's less than him? I have what I need. Sameach b'chelkoi. He mentioned also, there's another facet to the chelkoi. My chelik is my physical chelik. We'll talk a little bit more about that today. Is the simcha of the mitzvahs. Which even before we start the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is stage number two. It says that Klal Yisrael is considered the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're considered Hashem's chosen part of the world. The part of the world that interests HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael. So that's my chelik. My chelik is that I am Kav Yochel, the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings me to a completely new dimension of feeling of my true nature. If I look at myself just as a physical entity, so I'm another one of a few billion creatures that live in the world, and they have no mashmois, no real value. That could bring a person down to not have simcha. So that's when the feeling of lacking. It's just the feeling of I'm worthless. And I realize that we are Yaakov Chedel Nachalos Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Hashem's chosen chelik in the world. Then I'm something special. And this is the simcha b'mitzvahs. So simcha b'chelkoi is simcha b'kinyonim elokiim. Because the mitzvah is stage two, really. The number one is that deep relation to Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over the Melech and the Yisrael also says Hashem is chelki. Hashem is my chelik. It means that Kavayofa, we're part of another. We have a natural connection with Hashem. The mitzvahs are a way of deepening that connection. Like the Mesillas Yerushalayim says, that the goal of life is to be dovig b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is the epitome of shleimus, the epitome of good. And the way we do it is through the mitzvahs. So I have this natural connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the natural abilities to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu on a constant basis through the mitzvahs. For mitzvahs, inyan elikim, ma'isim, l'malim, l'teva. The pasuk he brings by Baruch said, Dillam said, Am kelovi yochum, ya'ari yisnaso. You get up in the morning, you started jumping out of bed. And children jump out of bed. Yeah, some jump a little quicker, some jump a little later. But for amayim oydim mitos shachris, the ability to now to daven in the morning, tefillin, tzitzis, That gives us the koyach. If we really pay attention to it, when we're sleeping in the bed, and it's a little hard to, if we went to sleep a little bit too late the night before, we should try to rectify, but we haven't yet got to that point in life. Look at the opportunities. Go ahead and bet and come to davening on time, speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the greatest thing a person can do on this planet. He says, by the opinion of the Mishkan, says many times, Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, in Pashat Pekudei, another few weeks. Everything he did as Hashem commanded him. Once they were done, according to the described fashion that Hashem said, make these kelim, they were kelim that now are going to be used, and the Mishkan itself are going to be used as the place for Hashem's Hashkina. If it was not built properly, it wouldn't be built on Hashem's Hashkina, because after this structure, the way it's supposed to be made, was set up for that. The generosity of every Jew was the thing that brought about the building of the Mishkan. Because Bodavka wanted everyone to give it from his free will, the Nadova. Brings a Rambam that says, Adach Emes, Yivir, as Trumas Hashem, Kamoi, Im Trumas Hashem. Shiyovi had Truma Hel Yoinu. Saying that by us giving a Truma over here, giving a gift to the Mishkan over here, we're bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina down to us. We connect to Hashem's Shechina we gave to the Mishkan. When I give my money to the Mishkan, I'm bringing the Shechina down. This is a double. Where do we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Lev of Israel? Oh, how much one of those I mentioned before. It says, "Tzu levavi v'chelki elokim le'olam." Tzu levavi, Hashem is the rock of my heart, strength of my heart. V'chelki, my part in the world. Every Jewish person in his heart has a chelik of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And when we our desires, this urge to do the Ratzon Hashem, that it brings Shechina into ourselves. So the bottom line is, we're seeing here something that every Jew should be extremely excited about if we pay attention to this. Aside from the fact that we're saying, number one is, I'm not living in a world of lacking. I'm not lacking all those things the rest of the world is lacking. What they are lacking, I don't need. I have what I need. I'm sameach with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. I pay more attention to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. We mentioned what the Kuzari says. And when a person makes a bracha with kavana, before he eats something, he enjoys the food 1,000 times more than a person just puts into his mouth. Because a person just puts into his mouth, the act of eating is nothing. It's the same thing as a dog eats or a horse eats. He's just giving himself energy. When we make a bracha, we're paying attention that Hashem built me in such an amazing fashion, and He built me, and He gave me all the things that I need in order to sustain myself. So now this food I'm eating a piece of bread. It's not just something you do without paying attention to it. It's a very exciting event. And this event of appreciation, Hashem created this amazing system. You plant something in the ground, and the wheat comes out of it, and then you grind it up. And then you add the other ingredients to it. And the way it's done today is there's thousands and thousands of people involved in every piece of bread that you're buying. You have the people that planted and the people that transported and the people that made the parts for the machines that were used in planting and transporting it. If you make a cheshbon, like a piece of bread you're eating, thousands of people from all over the world were involved in it. Just transporting it. The ones who process the metal for the thing, the rubber for the tires, the gasoline from a different part of the world, and the different factories that were built in the roads. It's like a grand union of like I said, thousands of different factors just to bring this piece of bread to my thing, save me that extra tircha. And the bread itself, with the nutrients, especially if it's whole wheat, if it's a white bread, I don't know. But if it's a whole wheat bread, all those minerals and proteins and amazing things, vitamins that are mixed into it, where do those minerals come from? Iron, copper, and magnesium. Potassium, what? That's what I'm eating. Try to eat it. That doesn't taste so good. Hashem, it's whole system once again. The whole world is, the earth has all these different minerals and where the earth gets it from different places and the water and the plants have the ability to absorb it and produce the fruit and whatever I eat. Everything you think of, the more you think of it, the more we appreciate it. But the most basic thing is that Hashem, with His Hashgacha, gave me this thing to eat, and that is something that is exciting. I am the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not forsaken ever. And more than that, like we said, that for me, everything in life is a mitzvah. Everything in life is a tetimsa to that chelik that exists between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have my neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for me to connect to Him. Everything in life can be used to connect up with unlimited opportunities. Everything in life is a mitzvah. And that is something to be very excited about. It's interesting that in the Rambam it says that there's a mitzvah of Matanah Sadiyonim, it's a good thing. Shalach Monos, it's a good thing. Increase friendship. And there's a mitzvah of Matanah Sadiyonim. He says it's better to be Mava than Matanah Sadiyonim than Shalach Monos. So he says, Ein lecha simcha, l'fu'or, brotherly. There's no greater simcha than caring for the needs of those around you. And he says, and more than that, he says, and with this, the person is medam himself to the Shekhinah. It's interesting. So medam himself to the Shekhinah, that's part of the simcha of Purim. Yes. Because the simcha that we have is this. A person is disconnected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, cannot have simcha. Because you're only by yourself, you're the offer, either you're stepping on somebody else or someone's stepping on you. But it's not a pleasant experience. And all those things you want and you're dreaming for, you don't have. It's a life of frustration. And the biggest frustration of life is when a person is disconnected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's disconnected from his reality. The biggest simcha is when a person finds, oh, this is what I really am. People go through life searching themselves. I got it very clear. I know what I am. I'm a human being with a physical body. But the main part of myself is the neshama, which is guiding my life. And the neshama is naturally connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the way I nurture this neshama is by doing the mitzvahs which connect me more and more. Hashem knows chelki. Hashem is the my chelik, and I'm Hashem's chelik. Chelik Hashem amu. Yaakov Shem Lechos, that's the possible. Chelik Hashem amu. We're Hashem's chelik, and Hashem's our chelik. We're two, kavayochu, as much as one can say, two parts of the same thing. And Hashem is the shayish of the shleimus. Hashem is the shayish of simcha also. Says, always the chedvet and koyman. The place of Kodesh Baruch Hu is always simcha. The simcha comes from that shleimus, from the fact that I have everything, I'm doing everything the best. That's a Matthias of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Best. Most children. And we have that ability to connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the thing. And Mirz Hashem, in the next few days, to focus on more of these opportunities, things we paid a little bit less attention, whether a parochah before Eid, a tefillah, not the thing that I have to do. It's this amazing opportunity for me to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Chochena, with all the mitzvahs that we have, like we say, Yehuda Moisa, Oyev, Simul, Sosa, Mikor, initially, they did not appreciate the mitzvahs, and that caused the whole Kulvan, the whole destruction, the whole decrease against Klal Yisrael. When we came to the point of realizing that all we have to do is daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he makes the yeshuas, then we realize that everything in life is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mainly the Torah now was Torah. The Torah was a hard work, and the Chidami sometimes taxing learning, time-wise and effort-wise, to understand it properly. And now, Torah became light. Oh, I realized, wow, the harder it is, the better it is. I was speaking in one of the new communities here. And all these new communities, they all type of hardships in the beginning, setting things up. No place to build a shul, no place to build a school, no place to this, nothing this. Nothing set up. So I told them that people think that Kol HaTzolos Kosher is the Bidiyeder. It would be better if you walked in and everything was set up. I said, no, it's a Lachatzil. If you want Siyat HaShemayah, you have to show to the Shpoko, this is important to me. I'm willing to put an effort into it. I'm willing to go all out to build the things that are important for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then that connects me to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When I connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we have that chelek, the malam nateva. I have this superpower that we have with Klal Yisrael. That's why it always works that way. Hashem could have set up the world like that. That the world we set up, that everything is Mesudah Mirosh. Everything's organized for us in advance. That's in the whole story of the Purim also. Hashem was testing Klal Yisrael. You're in danger. It's not clear where you're going. Haman seems to take over the world with Ahasuerus. And you're hopeless. If you stay hopeless, you'll be hopeless. But if you wake up and you realize that Adaram, this situation is something which is necessary for my existence. Hashem wants me to show him. He's testing me to show him. I'm turning to him. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He comes to be Yeshua. So we know it's a big Yisrotzen now. Time of Purim. You should be able to take advantage of it properly. Like I said, it's good to try as much as you can to plan it the day in advance. It won't work. But at least you have a certain mahal. If you don't plan, if you plan, I want to get up at such and such time. I want to have minifah at such and such time. Maybe learn a few minutes after minifah. Even just a few minutes. So if it ends up being less than you planned, at least a certain seder. And come upon the second part of the simcha of the yom is when it doesn't go the way we planned. That's important to us. When it doesn't go the way you planned, do not blame anybody. If you blame anybody, you are succumbing to amolek. When amolek says everything is mikra, everything just happens by itself. And if it happened by itself, that obviously I cannot be responsible for it. It must be everybody around me. My wife, my kids, my neighbors. That's not going to do it. If you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, Madami Mayav, Leil Purim, I am taking a step back. I am putting you on the throne, HaKadosh. You're running the day. I'll try my best. I know whatever happens is a test from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show you. I will remain the Simcha. It did not go the way I want. But if it didn't go the way I want, Hashem is telling me, it does not have to go the way you want. And this way will also be good for you. And enjoy it. Focus on these two Nekudas. Sameh B'Chelkoi. I'm happy with the physical things I have in life. And the Sameh B'Chelkoi and the spiritual side of it. I'm happy of the special Neshoma. I'm Chelk Hashem Amoi. Hashem Chelki. Dovid HaMelech. Hold it, Tzores. You go through his life history. It sounds like he'd be the saddest person in the world. And you read this in his book and you see tremendous simcha he had in his life. The feeling of Ava and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Hashem, we do that. The prophets we make on Purim, a little bit more kavanah. Everything to a little more kavanah. And, if things that may not be done, make a tefillah in the middle of the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to find the Hamadash and that will disappear. And then we find out that one of the kids ate them or whatever they did. Ain't simcha katoras hasfakis. I didn't know where they were. At least now I know where they are. Everything can be looked in the right attitude as long as we focus on what we do have and the things that are not going our way. That's also under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's doing it for us, just to give us a little test to see, okay, I'm taking the right way. Like we said, part of the avodah of Purim is, like the Rambam says, the Gemara Toras Avyonim, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's the day of Vegas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vegas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the mitzvahs, recognizing that enhanced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third thing is emulating HaKadosh. If I'm emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, it automatically connects me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that sounds from the Rambam. That's an intrinsic part of the Simcha Sayyantit. It's a Simcha that should cause us to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say good things to others. Be mechazik them. Keep the avira, the spirits, in that. Like it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another way to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always been a state of being satiated and simcha, happy with what we have. Mr. Shemesh Mizaychah, take advantage of it. And we want to say, Yisrael, since Dam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizaychah, even more and more of whatever we need, the Ruchnis, the Gashmis, Mizaychah, say, soon, I use the voice to oil, the simple son of Yekor, with the Gula, from all Golas to the Hirvi.
Amen.